August 6, God honors humility. For thus saith the high and lofty one that inhabiteth eternity, whose name is holy, I dwell in the high and holy place with him also that is of a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble and to revive the heart of the contrite ones. Isaiah 57:15. Christ accepts and communes with the most lowly. He does not accept men because of their capabilities of eloquence, but because they seek his face, desiring his help. His spirit moving upon the heart arouses every faculty to vigorous action. In these unpretentious ones, the Lord sees the most precious material, which will stand storm and tempest, heat and pressure. God sees not as man sees. There is true honor among those who have the love of God in their hearts. Our object in working for the Master should be that his name may be glorified in the conversion of sinners. Those who labor to gain applause are not approved by God. The Lord expects his servants to work from a different motive. There are many who will spend and be spent to win souls to Christ. In obedience to the Great Commission, they will go forth to work for the Master. Under the ministration of angels, ordinary men will be moved by the Spirit of God to warn people in the highways and byways. Humble men who do not trust in their gifts, but who work in simplicity, trusting always in God, will share in the joy of the Savior as their persevering prayers bring souls to the cross. We should say to them, "Go forth, brethren, do your best humbly and sincerely, and God will work with you." They should be strengthened and encouraged, and as fast as possible, fitted for labor that success may crown their efforts. They harmonize with unseen heavenly instrumentalities. They are workers together with God, and their brethren should bid them Godspeed and pray for them as they labor in Christ's name. No one is authorized to hinder such workers. They should be treated with great respect. No one should speak a disparaging word of them, as in the rough places of the earth they sow the gospel seed. Christ will be with these humble workers. The angels of heaven will cooperate with them in their self-sacrificing efforts. By the power of the Holy Spirit, Jesus will move upon hearts. God will work miracles in the conversion of sinners. Men and women will be gathered into church fellowship. Letter 109, August 6, 1901, to J. O. Johnson.